This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Every year in The New Yorker, we publish a special issue focused on technology and innovation. Last month, we did one, and it covered developments in education, playground design, artificial limbs, things that may change the world in just 2 or 3 years, or maybe 10. We also commissioned a section to go along with it about bad inventions. We asked some great writers to tell us about one thing they'd like to see just completely removed from the world, and we called the section Uninvent This. Mary Carr, the author of the best-selling memoir The Liars Club, wrote about the torture of high-heeled shoes. By the way, a quick heads up, Mary Carr, even with the occasional bleep, tends to be a little salty, so hide the kids somewhere.
My name is Mary Carr. I'm a recovering shoe slut. My life would have been better had the high heel never been invented. I was one of those women who wore 4 and 5 and 6 inch heels and run a wind sprint at about a 7 minute mile up 9th Avenue to catch a cab. So I was very comfortable in them, and then I was less comfortable in them, and then I was a lot less comfortable in them. This is a Chloe boot with a 4-inch heel. It signifies to the world that at the other end of your foot is I was actually a foot model as a younger woman. I had pretty feet. My toes tapered. I had a ballerina's high arch. It was all these good things. And now they look like ginger root. It's a horror show. There's not enough nail polish in the world to compensate for what I've done. No one told me this would happen. Nobody said that if you wore high heels and your feet hurt, you couldn't just stop wearing high heels and have your feet stop hurting. I'm talking about now when I walk in a sneaker with an orthotic in it, after about 2 miles, part of my foot goes dead and it burns like in the cartoons where they put the matches between your toes. I'm like Wile E. Coyote getting the hot foot. You know, stilettos were named after daggers. These are my last pair of little open-toe Prada sandals, about a four-inch heel. And then here are my new clodhoppers. Sneakers, white sneakers, copper-colored sneakers. They're like loaves of rye bread on your feet. And the sandals, gladiator sandals, which are very kind of butch and, you know, about as wide as my coffee table. That's what I have to have now. I have sort of mild bunions and a couple of neuromas. They're like stones in your shoe that you can't shake out. Surgery doesn't work. So I sent off all my crucifying shoes, my high heels, to Dress for Success, where they're going to crucify other women. It was a couple of big boxes, smaller than a Volkswagen, bigger than a dishwasher. A lot of shoes. The heels I gave away. I still shop for them. I was in Bergdorf's this weekend in the shoe department, and I spent probably 45 minutes like fondling them. It's like porn for me. In some ways, I think high heels help us to reproduce the species. I think we will go on having sex without them. But there's something sexy about them. I mean, I'm not talking about loose-eyed heels, you know, that are 7-inch high. But yeah, like a, you know, 4-inch heel. They make your legs longer and they point up.
Mary Carr. Her most recent book is called The Art of Memoir.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.